This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake, I'll tell ya exactly what to do. Jake, I'll tell ya, and a meal too. Write an email, write your problems down. Write an email, send it to these clowns. This podcast is an advice show, the only one on the internet, hosted by Ace and Jocelyn, and sometimes our reluctant guest.
Oh, if I were you, show@gmail.com.
Okay, that's the email.
If I were you, show.com.
Okay, that's the website.
If I were you, the podcast show.
Okay, let's get going.
If I were you, starts now.
Wow.
Best theme song ever.
It really is. You should use it as your actual theme song
from
for forever.
On.
I know, that's the problem. We started this shtick of like using original theme songs since it's like a little bit like, oh, we can't choose. We got to keep testing, sampling ones out. And we've gotten some great ones over the years. We have over 300 episodes. We have like 500, 600 theme songs.
I love the YouTube compilation playlist of like all the best ones. Reddit, if you're listening.
And I know you are. that one, Nicole Byer, I should introduce you. That one.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Was written by a band called Dear Lincoln, which is a good name for a band.
Oh, they're a band? That I thought this was one person. That's cheating.
So it was a band.
Cheating if it's a band?
It's cheating.
Stairway to Heaven is a...
That's
cheating.
Well, actually, I don't know who wrote... I always talk about Stairway to Heaven on this fucking podcast.
To be fair, it was written by one guy and he's in a band. Is that still cheating?
Yeah, because he used the resources of a band to make a song. That's what bands do.
So all songs are cheating for you?
No, theme songs... A theme song challenge and you use your band? No, that's... What if there's one person... out there who's like, I want to make a theme song, but they don't have a band.
So this is the second theme song they submitted. It's a Shake Senora Beetlejuice song parody. The first one was the Scooby Dooby Doo one.
That was another great one.
Do you have it?
I do. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
You want to close with it maybe? Then you can hear it at the end.
Okay. No, let's hear it now, dude. We're fucking talking about it.
Yeah. Because we'll forget about it by the end.
Here it is. Ready? We could talk over this one.
That's great.
This one's also good,
They're cheaters.
Yeah,
they got a whole band.
I'm about to get into Dear Lincoln. I'm going to actually get into their band. That should be the rule. If you make two theme songs that I really like, I listen to your band now.
It is a good...
I'll listen to their band. Are they on iTunes?
DearLincoln.com or Facebook.com/DearLincoln.
Sorry about
Dear
it.
Lincoln.
Won't go to either of those places.
Yeah,
I said iTunes.
Spotify?
That's it. That's it.
Spotify?
They probably have Spotify. At this point, you gotta.
All right, well, I'm gonna search.
Nicole
Byer.
We
have to do the podcast. Let's just fucking
listen. Let's just listen to them.
Over and over. Nicole, you're our newest HeadGum podcaster.
Hi, it's me.
We get a lot of excited potential hosts coming in here, and then they have an idea, but they don't really execute. You came in here like 2 months ago with an awesome idea, and we're like, let's do it. And you fucking are doing it.
I am.
You have close to 20 episodes recorded before we even release.
You're a machine.
You have a teaser episode, theme song, picture. Yeah. We've never been as organized as we are when you're at the helm of a show.
Really?
Yeah, you are kicking ass for us, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, and also every time we have a guest on our podcast, we get a text like, sorry, I'm late, and you just were on time.
Yeah.
Was I on time?
Yeah, are you good at being organized?
No, I'm not. I'm very bad at it.
Are you just being self-deprecating? Are you actually?
No, I'm terrible at organization. I'm terrible at following through on things.
So how are you such a hard worker?
I have ADHD, and if I have one thing to focus on, I could do that. That's easy.
So it's all about having that one thing. So this podcast is your one thing.
Yeah, I was like wrapping up my show.
Yeah, you're also working on a show. You're lying
okay,
to me.
Okay, so two things. I'm great at like having a professional life and doing things professionally, but like my personal life, oh boy, it's in shambles.
Which is what this podcast is about, kind of.
I have no man in my life. Yeah, it's called Why Won't You Date Me? And I'm trying to figure out why no one will date me.
Well, it's kind of related to our show, because our show is an advice show, I should say.
And we get a lot of questions like, why won't anyone date me?
Oh, dear.
We get emails. It's called If I Were You. It's an advice show hosted by me and Jake. Sometimes just us. Sometimes we have friends in the house. Nicole, that guest today is you.
It's me.
Congratulations.
Hey, I feel so honored.
And your show, by the time this episode comes out, is live. Your show is live.
Yeah.
Why Won't You Date Me? You can listen to episode 1 on headgum.com or iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, we should say. So listen to that. Do you want to do the quick pitch about what your show is?
My show is called Why Won't You Date Me? And I interview people I've hooked up with and other comedians and just friends in general. And I talk to them about their issues with dating or their successes with dating. And then we talk about why I'm unsuccessful at dating. And then I ask them why they won't date me. And then they give me a very real answer that sometimes hurts my feelings.
So you're talking to people who you hooked up with who have then moved on and have good relationships.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. Feels good.
Yeah. That sounds like my worst nightmare.
It's
actually pretty interesting.
Would you do that, Jake?
Kind of cathartic.
Would you do that?
Interview somebody that I hooked up with?
Yeah.
No. God. But I would like to, like, I would like somebody else to do it and me be there.
Oh.
I would want it to be a podcast. Would I be like, was that fun?
Do you want it to be private, though? You don't want to actually publicize the answers.
Well, unless they're, like, awesome.
Yeah. So you want somebody to host a show that's private, unless it's good about you, public. In which they, but not you, interview people you hooked up with asking questions that you want to know the answers to, but don't have the courage to ask
themselves.
You're
putting words in my mouth when you say that's what I want. Well, I'd say that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I like that. If that's what you're offering, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't
You're not going to go out of the way.
I can do that. Give me a list. Give me a list of all the ladies you fucked.
Just go to twitter.com/JakeHurwitz following. Yeah. And then it's one by one.
I don't think so. I only follow, actually,
a few politics writers that I did make out with in eighth grade.
That's right. I hooked up with David Frum.
Do you follow political people on Twitter? Or are you off that?
Sure. Don't. Yeah. Actually, no. I do follow Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, a couple of, you know, prominent Democrats.
Oh, yeah. All the guys, everyone that's running in 2020.
All right. So let's try to answer a few of these questions. These are real questions from real people, but we're going to give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity.
Really?
So this is a
lady. Do they ask you to give them fake names, or do you just do that?
We do it just to not out them.
Half of them ask.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we don't want to risk it. So if you have a fake girl's name, we can reference this lady as. Do you have one? It could be anything.
Juanita.
That's good. Last name?
Sneaker.
Great. The last name rarely comes up, but it's good to know.
Okay.
Juanita Sneaker writes, "Hey guys, so I matched with this dude on Tinder, and we started talking. He was the first guy that could actually hold a conversation with me, and we eventually met up. We hung out every other day and talked on Snapchat constantly. He was always so excited to see me. After a week of hanging out, we fucked, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Or so I thought.
Oh, no.
When I went home that day, I didn't hear from him at all. No snaps, no texts.
Oh, no.
When I snapped him later that night, he took a while to respond and was very short with me.
Oh.
From then on, we talked only once a day. And I usually was the one who started the conversation.
Oh,
yesterday, he asked to meet up, and I was pumped. I went to his place and sat on his bed. He didn't even sit next to me the entire time. We just watched TV and smoked weed. He seemed so disinterested. I don't even know why he asked me to hang out. Why do you think he's being like this? I thought things were going great, and I wanted him to be a fuck buddy at the very least. Haven't heard from him since I left yesterday, and I want to ask him what the fuck is up, but I don't want to seem psycho. I'm pretty much sad about it because I have no one else to hang out with. Please help.
Oh, no, thanks, I need a sneaker.
So, what do you think?
I think this dude wanted to fuck. He got what he wanted, and he moved on. I don't think you're a psycho for saying, what's up? Why aren't we hanging out?
Yeah. Because
then you'll have your answer. If he goes, I moved on, then you're like, all right, I got to let it go.
Yeah, is it good to have closure, or would you rather just be like, I'm going to fade away too, and if he does it too, then we can avoid that entire conversation?
I have a podcast where I talk to people I fucked and ask them why they won't date me. I love closure.
You love the answers.
I love knowing why.
Is the answers similar from person to person, or are they different?
What?
Are the answers different from person to person?
They've been pretty different. Some people are just like, I didn't feel it. I was like, okay, cool. Right.
Can you change
it's
anything?
Not you, it's me thing.
Yeah, and some of them were like, it's you, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's not you, it's me, like often it's both, it's
both
me
of us.
And it's
yes.
you. And like, you weren't mm-hmm. good for me, and mm-hmm. I wasn't interested in you. It's never me, all me, yeah. and not you.
It's because anyway. He doesn't like her. Juanita, he doesn't like you.
Right.
And that then, sucks like, to hear, but he doesn't.
But then this sometimes is, Juanita doesn't like somebody else.
Yeah, Juanita, you probably won't like everybody. He's not as good as you think he is. No offense, men are trash. No offense.
All of them.
Agreed. You guys seem very nice.
No,
but
trash.
You're not.
We're just nice trash.
Yeah. You're at the top of the dumpster.
Yeah, we're like a clean but empty can of LaCroix.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, the tab has been broken off, but it's fine.
So that means you're recycling.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to
which
be.
Is good.
I'm trash.
You're compost.
Yeah. No. Oh, compost?
Yeah, you're a brown paper bowl.
But that, I mean, that's like the best thing for the earth.
Right.
If you think I'm a styrofoam piece of...
I'm
a styrofoam cup that a bum shit into.
No, I am.
I really am a styrofoam bum toilet.
Here's the question that I have. If the answer is the same, whether she hears it from him or not, mm-hmm. if it's... He is not interested in you, whether he says it or whether she just assumes it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference?
There is no difference, but there are some people who just need to hear it from the source so they don't wonder about it anymore.
And do you feel like this guy would be like honest enough to say, you know what, it's just not right now, I don't like you, for whatever reason? Or would he be like, no, I'm into it, I'm just super busy at work, and then keep on
But then
on
you also
along.
Have your answer. If someone's super busy to see you, that means they don't want you, because
right.
I know when I like someone, I make time to see them.
So there's three different things that could happen. Is one, she never hears from him again.
Yes.
If she doesn't reach out. Two, she asks him what the deal is, and he says, I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And three, she asks him what the deal is, and he lies and says, I like you, but I'm super busy. And then she
yes.
has to use her deductive mm-hmm. reasoning too. So, but they're all the same one answer, which is that he doesn't like you anymore.
Yeah. And also, if you're chasing a dude, why? Like, why?
Because I think it hangs out at the... It happens at the end. She says, I'm pretty sad because I have no one else to hang out with.
Well,
but she met this guy on Tinder.
Yes.
There's other guys on Tinder. He wasn't the only one.
Here, Juanita, leave your house. Go into the world and make a friend.
It's all about putting all your eggs into more than one basket. Because when
yes.
you have so much relying on one person, that's when, like, it's kind of like work. You have to have multiple projects
mm-hmm.
happening to keep you busy. Because when one inevitably stalls, goes slow, like,
mm-hmm.
halts.
You have something else to work on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you the same way? Are you, like, are you more of a quantity person when it comes to these dating apps? Are you even on these dating apps?
Oh, boy. I am on Tinder. I'm on Bumble. Raya rejected me, and I'm on Hinge.
What?
Raya rejected you?
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's
that.
When? Bad.
When?
Try it again.
Like a year and a half ago.
Oh, you
can't
get on
try
now.
Again.
You can't try again?
Nope. It's you go to the app, and it goes, thank you for your interest. You are on a waiting list.
That's wow. crazy.
You have to get a new phone.
I gotta get a food. No, I think it's your email address. I don't. I think I've. I don't like know what I would have to do.
So, of those apps, which one do you use the most? Which one do you like the least?
I don't like Bumble. Bumble.
You don't like that one?
No, nobody talks to me on Bumble. I've only had one conversation.
To talk to them.
I know, but you'll match with them, and then you'll go hi, and then they go no.
I talked to somebody recently who also didn't like Bumble, and I was really surprised because I thought that like Bumble was like the hip new one that like weeds out the douchebags. But she's like, I don't want to do all the work.
Yeah, you have to do all the work, and then they still get to not answer you.
So which one is the best in your eyes?
I guess Tinder, even though everyone's a fucking dumpster on it. Truly, also, everyone's very ugly. I've seen like nice looking potatoes. Like, everyone is just disgusting. And then I started talking to this guy on Hinge. We talked for like 5 days, and then finally I was like, I'll just ask him out. So I asked him out, and then he just disappeared. He deleted me, and I was like, what was the point? Yeah. Why did we waste each other's time?
Do some people just like conversating with strangers?
Maybe, but he was also like into comedy, so like I don't know if he like knew who I was and was like, ooh, it's fun to talk to her, but then he was like, I can't
fuck her. He just wanted ASCAT tickets.
Yeah. I'm dying to get to the UCB. I don't know.
What about IRL? Do you have any success, more success in that?
In real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I go to a bar and get really drunk, it's very easy to find a friend for the night.
Yeah, is it? As a lady? I've always been curious
about that. Oh, yeah, you just truly, you're just like, hello, do you want a drink? And usually he's like, oh, yes, please. And then you go, all right, do you want to fuck? And they go, yes, please.
You just say that at a bar? Do you want to fuck?
Absolutely. That's how you get what you want.
No one's ever said that to me.
Really?
I wanted that to happen.
You've never had a woman be like, let's fuck.
I've like fucked. I had sex before. Okay. I've actually had sex.
I'm actually.
Have
good.
You?
I've had like those. I've had stuff
I've
like that happen. Like met somebody had left a bar, like fucked in a bathroom or something. Like, but I've never.
And you did you initiate it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess so. Or like they initiate, but never with like a. Hey, let's fuck. Like, no one's ever, like, whispered that to me. Like, let's get out of here and fuck.
Oh, I don't even whisper it. Let's Excuse me.
What's your success rate with the hey, let's fuck? Are you ever getting rejected?
It's like, very rarely.
Yeah.
I had one friend reject me who's, like, a friend of mine.
Oh, a
who
friend.
Was like, no, Nicole, absolutely not. And I was like, okay, you're lost. And he was like, not really, we're friends.
What's the closest, or what's the shortest distance between meeting and hey, let's fuck?
There was this guy I met in a tiki bar, the tiki bar on Sunset. Do you know what
tiki
I'm talking about?
Tiki T?
Yes. And
it's a very small bar.
Very, very tiny.
Probably the size of the studio.
Yeah, it's so small. We talked for maybe a half hour. And I was like, you live alone? And he's like, why? And I was like, because I won't fuck. And he's like, let's go.
Wow.
So, half hour? That's a long time.
Half hour?
I think half hour. I mean,
half
it's not
half
hour's like,
not a long time from meeting to saying, hey, let's fuck. That's pretty short.
I've definitely done less time than that.
But really?
never with the hey, let's fuck. Like, never with
so
the cool.
So what? You, like, blink at someone and her, like, tits are out? What do you mean?
Like some sort of, what's that? Well, fuck. What's the gypsy? The genie show. I Dream of Genie.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's with her tits.
Have you ever had sex with somebody without saying a word to them?
No.
From, no, are like, you kidding?
How?
Have you done that?
I think so. If you meet somebody on a dance floor, you're like dancing, it's loud, you start making out, and then you like go to the bathroom.
Never have I ever gone to the bathroom.
No, that's never happened.
You ever had sex in a bar bathroom?
No.
I've had sex. That's where I lost my virginity.
In a bar bathroom?
Yeah, I was 18 or 19. I lost it late.
Wow.
And,
a bar bathroom.
Yeah, it was at a restaurant called Pernima. It's on season 1, episode 2 of Kitchen Nightmares.
Okay.
And my roommate worked there, and I met this guy named Elvis.
Awesome.
And Elvis and I were talking for like 10 minutes, and then I was like, let's go in the bathroom and fuck. And then I did that.
So 10 minutes, that's less than 30?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, right. 10 minutes. And then I got a job at that place.
A blow job.
I guess they liked my moves.
Just so if you have this magical power, to put it lightly, you can say, hey, let's fuck, and more often than not it would happen. What's the appeal of any of these apps? Why are you chatting, talking, swiping, wasting
time?
Oh,
because I'm trying to I don't know. I'm 30.
Oh, you
I'm
want a relationship, find, not just sex.
Yes, a partner, if you will.
Got it.
And her podcast is called Why Won't You Date Me, not Why Won't You Fuck
Me. Yeah, I can get fucked so easily. It's very easy.
Is it less exciting now that you realize how easy it is, or is it still always a little exciting?
The first time you have sex with someone isn't great. It's not always wonderful.
Right.
I want that like fourth time where you're like, oh yeah, you know what I want.
Got it.
Like the last guy I fucked had a lizard in his room, and
that's
a lukewarm hot tub, and talked about how Trump was a good businessman.
Oh,
and I was like, I should leave, but I drove 25 minutes, so I'm gonna get it. So I just want someone who's a normal person.
What percentage of your hey, let's fucks do you fuck another time several days later?
Oh, it's very low.
Very low.
I would say like 20%.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times they're idiots.
Right.
And the more time you spend with someone, the more you have to talk to them, and you're like, ugh.
Because most humans are.
This is bad.
Mm. Are you capable of overlooking idiocy, or does that ruin it for you?
No, it ruins it. Because then I don't want to be like rolling my eyes while you're like licking my puss and coming up to say something dumb. I'm like, ugh. This isn't fun.
You are honest. Marissa was right.
I'm a very honest person.
It's perfect. Perfect.
My mind
for the podcast
is blown
world.
That I took my shirt off during that podcast.
Yeah, you did.
I said I was honest during Gabrus's High and Mighty, and I took my shirt off. I wonder why.
You did a power hour. You drank 60 beers in an hour.
No.
60
shots
60
of beer.
60 shots of beer in 1 hour.
Yes.
And you had shown up to that place drunk.
And I had already had 3 vodka sodas. And I think I drank all of his Maker's Mark during it, and I chugged a beer.
That's too much.
Ooh, shit. Baby, I was trying to die. No, sometimes I'm having too much fun and can't say no to myself.
Too much fun.
Just having the time of my life.
Yeah, poisoning yourself.
I feel that.
Have you had alcohol since then? That was about a week ago.
Oh, absolutely. I probably have drank every night since.
Okay.
But not like a stupid amount, like just some wine here and there.
A normal
or
amount.
Or a nice vodka soda.
Yeah, you know.
A nice vodka soda.
A nice tall glass. A pint glass of lukewarm vodka soda.
Yes. That was my drink in my early 20s.
Vodka soda?
Like a pint glass of vodka with a splash of soda.
Oh, yeah.
Pint glass of vodka.
My friends used to drink vodka water.
Yeah, I don't. So I can't do vodka water. I need at least a little bubble.
Yeah. carbonated. It's basically
vodka water, no ice.
Vodka carbonated.
That's like diluted vodka. That seems not right.
Can I get
straight out of Nalgene?
Yeah, a lukewarm vodka water in a dusty plastic bottle. And what does the lady want? To bring us back to this question.
Yes.
I want to ask him what the fuck is up, but I don't want to seem like a psycho. You're saying you can ask and not seem like a psycho.
I mean, if he infers that you're a psycho, then like that's on him. But also, maybe you've done other things, and that's why you think you're gonna come off as a psycho. But honestly, I don't know how old you are, but like adults can ask adults questions.
Yeah, you're
that's right.
I think she can ask, but you also already know the answer.
Yes.
So it's a matter of like, if you personally need closure, then go ahead and ask.
Yeah. Do you want
but
to
if
hear
you just
him
need
say
to,
it.
If you want to hear us just tell you that this is over, then yeah.
Yeah.
And you already know it's over too.
You know, Juanita Sneaker, you know.
But if there's a chance to resuscitate it, does it happen if
no,
she doesn't say anything?
No, leave it alone. Like, why would you want to go through that again? It's just going to happen again.
Right.
Yeah.
If he wants it, he'll pursue it later.
Right. Even if she asks, why don't you date me?
If she goes, why won't you date me? And he's just like, oh, whatever answer. And then it goes away. And then he comes back into her life. Now she has the choice to be like, you know what? No, I don't want that again.
Oh, the resurface.
Or, yes, I do want that again.
Have you had any resurfacers on your podcast?
Not on my podcast, no.
But in your life?
Yes, in my life. But I won't have him on the podcast because he's crazy.
Whoa, it's a single dude.
Yes, he's in. Same.
You should start another podcast just to talk about him. Put it behind
a real podcast.
I mean,
podcast.
Honestly, I've just talked about him so much in therapy.
You got to bring a microphone to those, man. I'm telling
it's
you.
Another I mean, podcast. You're always hustling.
Do you think you would get in trouble if you did that? Like, therapists can't.
Yeah, but can you? There's no client confidentiality.
Yeah.
I can repeat anything I said to a therapist to publicly.
But, like, could you get in trouble for airing your therapist's voice?
Probably.
You probably just have to, like, ask them.
But they would be like, no. It's
obviously
unethical.
Obviously, no. Right, yeah. Don't okay. Just record your voice. I'll be the therapist. Okay. We'll re-record it as
honestly,
though I
say
that
would be pretty funny.
Yeah. That's legal. Question mark?
Because my therapist is like a 40-year-old white lady, so it'd be very funny for you to say the things that she's saying.
I don't not look like a 40. A lot of people think I look like Rachel Maddow, who's a 40-year-old white lady.
That's very funny.
I can pass for a 40-year-old white lady. Doesn't 40 sound like the perfect age for Rachel Maddow, if you had to guess?
I would say 38.
No, you wouldn't. She's like at least 42, 43.
Rachel Maddow age, according to Google.
I've been surprised by Don Lemon, though.
I'm going to look it up.
44.
Ooh, dang.
There we go. She looks good. Yeah, she looks good. And she was born on April Fool's Day.
Oh, dang.
We're also the same height.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Are you Rachel Maddow?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
You might be.
All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors. And then we'll come back and try to answer some more questions. We dove real deep, but we'll come back out and answer some more stuff. And we're back.
All right.
Back with Nicole. We mentioned it briefly, but are you having fun doing your podcast?
I am having fun.
You've already recorded probably close to 4 or 5 months worth of episodes, but are you going to keep the party going?
No, I'm going to take a little break for now. I'm going to record one today.
Oh, shit. One more?
Because I was already here.
With somebody that you hooked up with?
No. The people I've hooked up with, I think I've been able to record all the ones that I can.
Yeah.
Because some people were like, it's too personal. I recorded one with a guy I hooked up with, and then he recently was like, can we not air that?
Wow.
And I was like, can you just like listen to it and tell me what you don't like about it? And then he was like, just none of it.
Wow.
But he made like, he said the funniest thing that I loved that I was like, this is why I just want to air it. I was like, why wouldn't you date me? And he was like spinning his wheels, and he was like, oh, this reason. I was like, you can't hurt my feelings. And then he goes, oh, okay, well, I didn't think you respected yourself. And I was like, okay.
Shit.
All right.
That's okay.
And I was like, I really loved that moment. And now no one's going to hear it unless I repeat it a bunch of times.
I was starting now. God, the podcast sounds so real. I'm excited to listen to it. I haven't heard
any of it.
It
is very real. I was telling my sister about it. And she was like, I think this is exciting for you because people can see another side of you. My sister's a very small woman.
Oh.
And she loves Jesus, and she speaks very quietly.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. We're very different.
Opposites, almost.
Yeah, I hate Jesus, and I'm loud!
And she's white, right?
She's very white.
She's Rachel Maddow.
She is. You're my sister?
Finally, we can talk about it. And what's your show? What show are you working on at the same damn time?
What?
For Facebook.
Oh, I was like, I'm doing what?
You don't remember.
Exactly, Nicole. The second season will be on Facebook either in December or in January or another month of 2018.
Yeah, or never.
And or
that's,
never.
That's the universe.
And I don't know. I don't know. No one's told me anything. We're all wrapped up. I'm waiting for two more episodes to get delivered, and I can give my notes on them. It's been wild.
Where was season one?
Season one is on Facebook.
Oh, and season two, and it's already come out, and then season two is coming on Facebook.
Yes.
Wow.
So season one was on MTV. It got canceled, and then Facebook bought it, and then we re-edited some episodes for Facebook, and then, they're streaming now. You can see them if you go to the watch tab on Facebook. They have not explained this to anyone.
Yeah, Facebook is slowly rolling out.
People constantly are like, Facebook has content?
Original content.
They have so much content.
Yeah, they have all the content.
It's wild how much content they have that they're not telling anybody about.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just go to the watch page and type in Loosely Exactly Nicole. You can watch the first episode and then make sure you go back to the page to watch the second episode because it doesn't autoplay.
Of course not.
It's great.
Would you say that's your biggest note if you had to tweak one thing about Facebook?
Yeah, just let autoplay happen on episodes of shows.
It seems like they'd want that too.
You would think that.
Have you been to the Facebook headquarters up in Palo Alto, is it? Up
no, north? But I've been to like a satellite headquarter in Mara Vista.
Down here?
Yes, you have to sign in with your Facebook page.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what if you don't have
like,
one?
What if I don't know. I think
then why the
I don't
fuck are you there in the first
go.
Place, man?
My brother started working at Facebook like so long ago. It was like the big thing when he started working there was Facebook or MySpace, like win that rivalry.
Oh, well,
who
I guess.
Who did win?
You know,
MySpace. Yeah. Definitely MySpace. We all have our MySpace pages where music autoplays.
Yeah, music autoplays. Wow. You guys have no idea what MySpace.com is right now. but it looks like the home screen to Yahoo. There's just
oh, really? There's still a MySpace.com? Where is Tom?
Tom works at Facebook.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wait, does he really?
No.
But that would be hilarious. That'd be like the Sprint man who now works for Verizon. No, the Verizon man who now works for Sprint.
Oh, that's right.
It's
oh,
wild.
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Can you hear that?
Motherfucker. All right, let's get back to these questions.
Ooh, I hope it's a juicy one.
This one is slightly less juicy, but it's from a college-age student. Do you have a guy's name for him?
I do. His name is Horonato Marcus.
That's really good. Horonato.
Horonato Marcus. That's cool. I like that. You would think it'd be Marcus Horonato.
It's Marcus, Horonato.
Uh-huh.
The question is, I regularly keep 7 types of cheeses on hand at home. Is that excessive? If it matters, the 7 cheeses are Mexican 4 cheese blend, shredded mozzarella.
So we're talking about 11 cheeses there. Sorry. If it's a 4 cheese blend, then you have 11 cheeses on
hand. Not unless they exist within the other 6.
All right.
Shredded mozzarella, cheddar, provolone, creamy Swiss, parmesan, and of course, the goat.
Oh.
Goat.
The goat cheese. Gruyere.
Thoughts on cheeses, Nicole?
Gross. 7 too many? What is he doing with these fucking cheeses?
What?
I don't. Okay. I don't like raw cheese, which is what I call cold cheese. I only like it melted which is cooked cheese.
I only like melted / cooked cheeses.
Raw cheese?
That's, yeah. This is the craziest thing you've said on the podcast so far. And you talked about hate fucking a guy.
Yeah, I don't like raw cheese. I think it's gross. The texture of shredded cheese, and then sometimes it gets under your nails. It's gross to me.
But if you melt the cheese and it becomes hot, then you're into it?
That's great. It's gooey, and you pull it, and it doesn't get stuck anywhere.
It changes the makeup of cheese when you melt it. Like, it does...
It seems
shit
like
happens to cheese. It's not like, oh, it's just... Yeah. It's not like it's, oh, just hot now. Like, it is...
No, it's like, it's a different texture, and it's...
It is. It seems like tasty. The grosser one is the slimier, liquidy, melty cheese.
No, I love it. A good pizza? Yum, yum, yum.
I like a hard cheese that was melted. Like, a nice congealed, like, day-old quesadilla.
Oh, sure. That's great.
Like, that's my shit.
That's great. That's delicious.
What about a thin slice?
Oh, day-old pizza, too. Man.
Day-old pizza's great.
Next morning pizza.
A burger that's, like, slightly cold with cheddar or, like, American. I love American cheese. It tastes like plastic.
Wait, American cheese, but that comes in the refrigerated singles. You're not eating that?
No, I can't eat it raw.
So how are you melting it?
What?
It's like a sandwich grilled cheese. How are you melting the
grilled cheese? I can do grilled cheese on a burger. And that's the only way I'll eat American cheese.
So if you were in a guy's house,
and
let's
I opened his refrigerator and he had 7 fucking bags of cheese.
Is that lizard level, Trump level?
I would be like, ugh. No, late. It's not lizard or Trump level.
Right.
But I would just be like, ew, this man.
So
probably...
that does mean you would still fuck the guy.
Oh, I mean, so... there's very few things a person could do that I won't fuck you for. Although I did go on a date with this guy who was, he lied. Okay, so in his Tinder profile, he's like touching a ceiling, which makes him look like he's tall. But then I actually looked at it and I was like, oh, that ceiling's close to the door. He's short.
Oh.
He tricked me. Wow. And then I met up with him and he was like 5'5", and I was like,
wow, optical illusion.
Yes. He was too tiny and he had
didn't
a stutter.
Fuck him because he was too tiny? He had the stutter.
No, it was a combination of everything. And I was like talking about things I hate because I don't know. I was trying to. He was also like boring. And I was talking about how much I hate soup because soup is dumb.
Wow.
And
Amir's favorite food is soup.
That's correct.
I don't understand why you
guys really are
slurp
opposites.
On something hot.
What about French onion soup?
You
got the melted
kidding?
Cheese for you.
So you have to get through the fucking melted cheese and then there's brown fucking.
Yeah, what's in the. What's
broth,
underneath French. Oh,
and then there's
talking about hot cheese.
There.
How much you love hot cheese and now you don't like soup? I can't understand
soup
you.
Soup is disgusting.
You don't like any soup?
No, chicken noodle soup. It's like salty broth. It's like jizz in a cup. And then there's like little things in the jizz.
But you like jizz.
And then I love jizz. But I don't swallow jizz. I'm always
spitting.
Trying to
eat it with a spoon.
I'm not spooning jizz. I'm not ladling jizz into my mouth.
So you never ate soup?
No, I don't eat soup or jizz.
Wow.
I always spit.
Soup and jizz.
No
raw cheese, no
what,
jizz.
Do you like gazpacho? That's fucking liquid ketchup and it's cold.
No, I don't like tomato-based soups, actually. So
it's
we can
gross.
Get along with that, yeah. But I do like ramen. I like ramen a lot. You
ramen's
like ramen?
Too salty.
Too salty?
Yeah.
What's wrong with salt?
It makes you retain water and you get all bloated the next day.
So you're more of a sweets?
I like savory.
So isn't salty and savory very similar? What's savory but not salty?
You'll break him. He's gonna shortwire.
Giggle. Okay, like a steak.
There's steam coming out of Amir's ears right now.
A steak.
So like a steak that's not salty.
Are you? Well, yeah, but like you have to have a little salt on it. Like
got
I want
it.
A nice salty, not salty, but like a little
you
bit
just
of salt.
Said it.
A little bit of salt.
You just admit
it. More pepper than salt.
Got it.
Ooh. I like a nice peppercorn steak.
What I like peppercorn too.
It's, yeah, right.
That's what's up.
There's
you had the one on
called,
Stella.
No, is there's it delicious?
It really is. There's like a peppercorn steak there. That's fucking dope.
Ooh, I've never been to Stella. Where's Stella?
It's on Sunset. And
not too far from that tiki lounge.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's close. It's right. Oh, it's right next to Intelligentsia.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go there. Yeah. I love a peppercorn steak. There's this place called the Capitol Grill. It is in Seattle. So there's it's a little bit of a travel.
Yeah.
it's so good.
But
it's,
if you bake the price of the flight into the cost of the steak, it's like you're paying $600 for a steak.
Yeah, and that's reasonable.
You can buy like a $200 steak if you go to like Peter Luger's.
Yeah, if you're already going to Vegas, you might as well swing through Seattle. So really, really quickly, seven cheeses, would you say is too many? Is this excessive?
It's disgusting and it really makes me upset.
Jake? I mean, as long as he's eating all the cheese. I think it's...
I don't want
it's unbecoming if you have
man.
A lot of stale cheese in
oh
there.
My
but if you're
God.
Eating all the cheese, that's fine. It's good to have a full refrigerator. It's also... I would say it depends what else is in the refrigerator, right? Because if
yeah,
it's like
you gotta have
four cans
stuff.
Of Bud Light and seven cheeses, then it's a weird fridge.
Then it's like I feel like you're probably
you got vegetables,
like
if you
constipated
got meats, if you
all
got
the time.
All. Yeah,
if you're just drinking beer and cheese.
Beer, I mean, it sounds fine. I like beer and cheese, but just like if
do
that's
you
the only...
like do you like cold cheese? Do you like raw cheese?
Yeah.
Do you like brie?
Yeah.
Brie is disgusting. People keep trying to make me eat a baked brie bullshit
thing. That's exactly
thing.
What
over
you like.
Over Thanksgiving,
like
I had a hot cheese.
No, but brie's nasty hot cheese.
Brie is a very unique taste. I had some truffle brie cheese the other day, and it was quite delicious. Do you not like truffle?
Truffle, no.
That's savory. Yeah, I really can't. I can't figure you out.
I was on your side with the whole soup
mushroom.
Thing. Like wait,
truffles
like,
are mushrooms.
Truffles got to be savory.
I don't like mushrooms. Mushrooms
love
are nasty.
Mushrooms.
I don't
mushrooms.
Like mushrooms either.
I went to Providence.
It's a contest. Who can relate to Nicole?
Have you guys ever been to Providence?
Wait, yes, I have.
So have I.
You've never
so
been.
Have I
love Providence.
Rhode Island?
No.
Fuck.
The restaurant next to Party City on... Sunset?
I've never been there.
Melrose?
No.
It's on Melrose. Oh, all right. It's real expensive and like fufu, fushi,
fufu, fru-fru.
I don't know. It's like $500 a person. It's wild.
Jesus.
What?
You gotta go.
Baller.
But they have a box of truffles that they make you smell. And the first time it happened, I was like, I don't know what you want from me. I guess it smells good. Anyway, here's a steak from Stella, and it looks so
that's
good.
That's my shit with the pom frites.
I think I'm gonna go tonight.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, I can't fucking
Please
wait.
Please let me know how it is.
I'm like wet from this steak. I love steak.
It's a really good steak.
Oh, yeah.
You're just, I can see your finger just zooming in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You just tried to swipe it right. It's just a
I
photo
did.
On Yelp.
Oh, my God. What a treat.
Do you have time to answer one more question real quick?
What do you mean, do I have time?
I mean, I know you got another podcast to record.
But... Yeah, but I think he's coming at like... 3:30.
Okay, you're doing great then. All right, one last guy's name.
Okay, his name is George Washington.
Whoa,
first president
Carver.
Oh. George Washington Carver, the first peanut butter man.
Me and my best friend of 5 years,
arguably a better legacy.
I think so.
Me and my best friend of 5 years, both males, are married with kids, so we don't get to hang out much. Recently, we went to a Korean bathhouse together as part of a bro day to get some much-needed hangout time
I
away
hope
from our
they
fams.
Jerked each other off.
We were fully nude, and neither of us have a problem with that. We've changed clothes in front of each other a handful of amounts of times, full on in the nude. Here's my problem. I'm black, he's white, and I have a well above average penis. Also, when I first emerged from the hot tub, he said something to the effect of, "So I guess the rumors are true." I laughed it off and kept moving. He made a few other snide remarks that I can't remember now, too. But ever since that day 3 weeks ago, he's been acting strange. He's been avoiding me, not responding to texts like he used to. And when we chat on the phone, he's being kind of short with me. I tried to figure out what's going on, but literally nothing in our lives has changed since that day. I can't point to anything else but that one weird comment. I don't know what to do. Please don't think I'm bragging about my dick. I genuinely want to be I genuinely want my best friend back, and I don't know what to do. Maybe it's something else? Could this be dick-related? Is this what penis envy is? Help me. You're my only hope. Sincerely, George Washington.
Oh, no. His only hope.
Is this a thing that you've noticed as a lady? Different penis sizes based on race? Or is that completely untrue?
I mean, all the black penises I've fucked have been very nice and big. But then there's been a lot of nice big white dicks. But then also there's been some micro white dicks. And then there was one broken white dick.
What's a broken white dick look like?
I don't know. It looked like someone had punched his dick.
It was like fully bent?
It was bent, yeah. It was like not bent, like not curved. It was like a hard
L. Oh, right angle. Like an elbow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was wild. But
like a Tetris.
What about
piece?
Circumcised or uncircumcised dicks?
I love an uncircumcised dick.
Uncircumcised.
Really? Ooh, baby, I love an uncircumcised.
Why
it's got
is
more
that?
Skin.
Why
do you...
Oh, so because it's a little thicker.
And there's more stuff. There's a more ribbed for your pleasure, if you will.
Interesting.
we're both clearly circumcised.
Also, when you jerk off an uncircumcised dick, it helps you out.
Right, there's like a little sleeve.
Yeah,
interesting. Our foreskins are attached to each other.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cute.
We have a little
Chinese
shiny
finger trap.
That's cute.
Chinese dick finger trap style.
I miss my foreskin.
Do you?
I don't know. I never actually knew it, but I wonder.
I also think it's weird to just chop off the foreskin of a baby.
Yeah, you got to do it young.
Because a baby doesn't know if it needs it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
The parents are there to make that decision.
Well, people are like, it's a cleanliness thing. It's like, I don't know, just tell your kid to pull its skin back and clean it.
Yeah.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah, you tell you, like, you know, what, are you going to cut off the ears because the kid doesn't wash behind their ears?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But it's a Jewish custom, right?
Whoa, let's not point fingers here.
Yeah, but what religion was the one that's like, let's have a rabbi give the baby wine and chop off their cock?
And then invite the whole family.
Hey, just like kosher, hey. It's a cleanliness thing.
Uncle
oh,
Rob,
it?
we're gonna have a,
wait,
have
why
a moil
is kosher
come over.
Cleanliness.
Just like, because like meat and cheese back then were not healthy for you, so they made it like illegal to have.
So wait, kosher, you don't have meat?
We don't have meat and cheese together.
Oh.
So there's no hot cheese. There's
so
no
you can't
cheese
have
meat.
A cheeseburger?
You can't.
Or not
have
you, but like kosher people can't
kosher
have cheeseburgers?
Kosher people cannot have cheeseburgers, that's correct.
Yeah.
And they also can't eat pork because pork.
Yeah, it was also like considered dirty. Like
my dad
unsafe.
Didn't eat pork because he was like, it's dirty. And I was like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, is it all
trash.
They wash
really
it.
Dirty.
They wash it.
Also, you eat McDonald's, and that's like not even food.
Right. That's so. Salt. That's where your love of savory came
too
from.
Too salty.
So do you guys think this is dick related, or you think
it's
he's just
very curious?
I don't know. I would be weird to be like, my best friend has a big dick. I'm gonna act short around him.
Yeah, but then maybe it's like a subconscious thing where you're like, oh, his dick is so big, and that's all I want in my mouth. Maybe
oh, I see.
His best friend is in love with him, and he realized it when he saw his big black cock, and then he's like, he doesn't know how to deal with the feelings.
Oh, I guess I never thought of it that way.
I think the answer lies in what your friend's dick looked like.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because this guy has the big black dick, and his friend, if his friend has an average white dick to a big white dick, I think then it's another thing.
Well,
but if his friend has a tiny white dick, I think that's what it is.
Maybe. Have you two ever seen another dick and been like, oh, no.
Oh, like mine's so
mine's
inadequate
bad.
Compared to that.
No, I've never seen another. I've never seen like a huge flaccid dick on one of my friends. Every dick of like my friends that I've seen, I'm just like, that's about right. That's about right for what I imagine.
Have you seen? Where do you see them?
Like skinny dipping or like changing at the gym. Or
circle
like
jerks. Or
there are times when you get drunk and like people are peeing outside.
Or you take your dick out as a joke. Like you walk out of the bathroom with your dick out.
I seen your dick when we were skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Saw my brother's dick a couple times. Saw Dave's dick a lot. Jeff's dick a couple times.
I've never been skinny dipping.
Really?
Yeah, no. It seems weird.
Why is
it's
that?
It's great. It feels
I
amazing.
I don't know. It seems like, well, if you're going to get naked and get in the water, you should be in the shower.
Well, again, you prefer hot to cold.
Skinny dipping in the ocean is really kind of, I don't know. It's a really it's a very unique feeling to just like have all of your private parts floating around in the
pool. See, that feels very strange to me.
It does feel strange, but it's like a fun strange.
I have a pool and I haven't been skinny dipping in my pool yet.
I cannot believe that you have not gone skinny dipping in your own pool. That's like
no.
The first thing I would do.
No, that's like, I put like on bathing. A bathing why suit. You get the,
right, but you're by yourself. It's like putting one in to go to a shower or something.
Well, I did wear my bra in the shower when I woke up on Thanksgiving soaking wet in a towel and a shower cap.
That I think still was had a related. Bra on. That was related to the power hour, I think.
Maybe. I was like, gotta keep these titties harnessed.
Just in case.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. It feels. I don't know. It feels,
he said they had kids, though, right? Like they each have kids?
Yeah, they each have kids.
I think it's got to. I think, especially because he made. I don't know. I feel like if you make several jokes about it, it's mm-hmm. like, this guy's cool with it. But the multiple jokes maybe suggest that he's not.
I think the big black man should ask the mediocre white man if he's mad at him. Just be like, oh, are you mad at me? Feels something. Something feels off.
Oh,
I don't
no,
think there's any.
Tell, man, it's your dick. All right,
it's your large cock. Is that
I
what
want
you
your big
hear?
Dick.
For Christ's sake!
I don't think there's anything wrong with asking someone straight up.
That's what you said for the first question. You're very big into
I
honesty.
Ask people. I let things go on for a while until I'm like, well, I have to ask them.
I have to,
and then I'll ask, and then sometimes I get a real answer, sometimes I don't, and then I make adjustments. I had a friend who was like being real nasty to me for no reason. And I told her that she was being nasty and I asked her what was up and she gave me a weird bullshit answer. And I said, okay, then you can't emotionally tell me what's up. So I can't talk to you right now.
Oh,
so
and that was it. Did you ever find out why?
No.
That's
and
it?
If she comes back around and she explains it, then like, great. If she doesn't, then that's fine. I had another friend who I like broke up with cause she was being awful. And then she came back around and explained why she was being awful. And then I made a choice to not to rekindle our friendship.
Wow.
Because I was like, I don't need that.
Would you say she's such a nasty woman? Jesus.
Yeah, she's a nasty woman.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Such a nasty woman.
I'll say wait it out a little bit.
Out.
You don't have to bring the dick thing. Maybe he's going through something.
I don't think
you
have to bring up the dick thing, but you say, like,
yeah,
hey,
don't
man,
bring up, yeah, what's
good?
Going on? You haven't, yeah. We haven't texted, we haven't talked in a while. Something going on with your kid? Like, take the onus off, like, him and be like, is it your wife? Is something wrong with her? Is it your kid?
Is it your wife, your girlfriend, or your main chick?
Yeah.
That's what
is it your side chick? Is she taking up your time?
Your side piece.
I would be someone's side piece, and that's just desperation talking.
Have you been someone's side piece?
Kind of.
Really?
I knew this guy was dating this girl on and off, and we would fuck, and I never asked if they were on. I just was like, I mean, if I don't know, who cares?
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
It's bad.
That's
it
safe.
It didn't feel great.
There.
The onus isn't on you to find out what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you'll
if
tell me
flux,
if you want me to know.
That's how lying works.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And then if you want to hear more Nicole, check out her new HeadGum podcast, which is called...
Why Won't You Date Me?
Episode 1 is online right now. And
there's at least 19 more where that came from.
Yeah. No, 18 because I can't air one.
Ooh. But we heard the best part of it anyway.
Yeah.
And if you like what you hear, as always, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. It's even more important in the first week, which is right now.
Cool.
So
is it?
Yeah. It's.
Why is it important?
Because iTunes ranks their podcast based on how many people have recently subscribed. So if you go from a new show of 0 subscriptions to like 1,000 or 2,000, they think that's such a huge rate of change that they're going to put you on like top 10 list. Yeah, so you should be pushing your fans.
Oh, yeah.
Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Spinning sidekick. All right, the opening theme song was written by the band Dear Lincoln, remember?
Yeah.
This closing one is written by Jack, who tried to go with the Blink-182 style thing. Didn't work out, but you know what? He made it his own.
Let's check it out.
So
Sounds amazing.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Dear Lincoln. Thanks to you guys for writing emails. Thanks to Nicole for stopping by.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.
Don't worry.
Ciao.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you,
probably tell Jake and Amir everything that's going wrong, because you know they know what's right. If I were you, if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.